You don't need to have seen many movies to know that any horror movie can be made. There are ghost sharks, haunted videos, killer clowns, and more strange horror movie ideas. But you know, sometimes reality itself outweighs fiction. I honestly can't blame you if you don't believe the story I'm about to tell you. Darn, I wouldn't. But thanks to that, I know the world is more mysterious than I thought. It happened one Friday morning. That day was my birthday, so I was very excited. As soon as I woke up, I looked out the window, and there I saw it. A brand new red bicycle. I'm not gonna lie, it was beautiful. I was surprised that they left it outside since someone could steal it and no one woke me up. It was morning and my parents knew that I didn't usually get up that early. I put on my clothes and quickly went out to the street to look for it. But to my surprise, it was gone. She was no longer there. Confused, I thought about asking my parents why they had put it away again, and that's when it hit me. They probably didn't want me to see it. They were probably going to give me the gift later that night. Excited, I went home and got ready to go to school. Once I got home, we had a big dinner and I received my gifts. I must admit that they were especially generous this year. But to my surprise, there was no sign of the bicycle. Somewhat confused as to my parents' intentions, I went to sleep. I looked out the window again as I turned everything off, and to my surprise, there it was. I went up to my parents and asked them about the bike, but their answer caught me off guard. They never bought me a bicycle. I ran outside to show it to them, and at that moment, I'm sure they thought I was crazy because, again, the bike was gone. Embarrassed and confused, I went to sleep. I went to bed peacefully. This whole situation was very strange, but surely there was an explanation. Suddenly, I opened my eyes in agitation. I was having a hard time breathing. What was going on? I looked around my room and saw a silhouette that left me paralyzed. Not only was the bicycle standing in my room, but someone was sitting on it. It was like a shadow, but it was all very blurry. I couldn't see it clearly. Whatever that was, it started riding the bicycle towards me. I was suddenly outside of my house. Was this a dream? I wanted to run, scream, hide, but I couldn't do anything. I was completely paralyzed. When the bicycle arrived next to me, the man stretched out his hands towards me, and suddenly, I gave a terrible scream and woke up. What a horrible night. I took a deep breath and rubbed my eyes. It was morning. I didn't remember having such a horrible and vivid dream, but it had already happened. Suddenly, I heard the sound of bells outside my house, and when I looked out, I froze. It was the bicycle. I was very scared, but I wanted to put the doubt to rest. I made a stupid decision and went out the window, so this time, I would know why it always disappears. I ran towards it, but something made me stop. With every step I took, a horrible oppression violently penetrated my chest. Something made me unable to get closer. I fell to the ground. It was getting harder and harder to breathe. The bicycle's lock came off by itself, and it began to move towards me. I couldn't move. It was exactly the same as in the nightmare, and I could swear, though I didn't see it, I knew that the same being was driving it towards me. With every centimeter that I advanced, I could see how something took shape on top of the bicycle. It was the same being as in the nightmare, but this time, it was clearer than ever. Its body was completely black. It was like a shadow, but with eyes. The eyes were huge and extremely marked. Those eyes were staring at me. They kept shaking. Even though the little bike was moving very slowly, I could feel that whoever was riding it had an enormous thirst for blood. The closer it got to me, the more I trembled in anticipation. When he was almost beside me, I felt something I had never felt before. A feeling of sadness, of oppression. It was like a feeling of death. I was ready to accept my fate. I prayed that I would pass out before that being got to me. But something else happened. From one moment to the next, the oppression stopped and the bicycle fell to the ground. I tried to get up to see what was happening, but I felt a blow to my belly and fell again. This was not a demon or a ghost. I had been kicked by a student I recognized from my school, but older than me. He told me to stay on the ground or he would hit me more, and without another word, he took my bike. In pain, I went back to my room, covered myself in my sheets, and began to cry. I didn't understand anything that had happened, but I was grateful I was still alive. Soon after, my mother started to accompany me to school. The reason? She saw on TV that there had been a brutal murder for which the killer was unknown. The victim's name is Francis. That was the same boy who stole the bicycle. In the last picture taken of him before he died, the bike was standing behind him. What no one noticed is that the bike was standing with no lock, as if someone was sitting on it. Have you ever met someone really evil? I don't mean someone selfish who acts out of self-interest or someone who does simple evil. I mean someone really mean, who hurts for fun and rejoices in the suffering of others. Well, I touched such a person, and let me tell you, more than people, these are monsters. I will tell you the truth. I did not know the person who attacked me that day. I am his only victim, and I am the one who stopped him. Even though he changed my life forever, I am just another number to him, another victim whom, like others, got lucky and survived. The whole neighborhood knew Fred, but no one knew what his face looked like. All they knew was that they had to watch out for him. Fred just appeared one night, and he never left. We lived in a big, safe town, so there weren't too many cops to watch out for us. Taking advantage of this, a terrifying 6-foot-tall man would sometimes patrol the town looking for victims. The man was known to ride a bicycle with a huge hammer on his back. Fred always wore a generic mask and a leather jacket that said Fred on his back. By the time a poor person heard the bell on his bike, it was usually too late. Fred would get off the bike and brutally beat his victims with the hammer. If the victim escaped, the man would chase after him, which usually made him even angrier and led to beatings that even killed some people. As I told you before, the neighborhood police could never find him. The neighbors also mounted searches for him, but nobody could ever catch him. He was like a ghost, but he was a man of flesh and bone, and he was very real. The day I met Fred, I was coming back from the gym. I must admit, I wasn't afraid of him. So far, Fred had attacked people with physical builds much smaller than mine. I thought that if he saw me, he would surely avoid me. How innocent I was. On my way home, I heard that little bell behind me. Nervous, I turned around. I was ready to fight, but there was no one there. Had I turned around? I made the stupid decision to retrace my steps and look for him. If you ask me why I did it, I must confess that part of me wanted to get him. I was confident. I was sure he was afraid of me. As soon as I walked backward, I saw a small bicycle parked next to some trees, but there was no one on it. In my confusion, a shadow came out of another tree and smashed a huge hammer on my leg. That person was Fred. I fell to the ground in pain, and Fred just stared at me with his terrifying mask while shaking his head from side to side disapprovingly, as if to indicate that looking for him was a very bad idea. My leg was sore, but my spirit was intact. There was no way I was going to let this man do anything to me. I told myself that I would not be another victim of Fred. I would be the one to catch him. Furious, I threw myself at him, ignoring the terrible pain in my leg. Surprised, Fred struggled with me. Although he was very tall, he didn't seem to have that much strength. I thought I could overpower him, and for the first time, I thought I had Fred where I wanted him. What was going on? Why was he laughing? Suddenly, Fred started to get a lot stronger. I could tell he wasn't making a real effort. All this time, he was faking it. Fred was just having fun with me. With great ease, he pulled my arm out of his neck and kicked my injured knee. I mustered all my strength to stand up, but immediately, he hammered me in the stomach and I fell to the ground again. Groaning, I tried to walk away from the place very slowly, to which he grabbed his bike and walked beside me while ridiculously trying to escape. Out of nowhere, the man gave me a big kick in the face and I fell painfully to the ground. The man was ready to attack me again, but suddenly we both heard the scream of two people coming towards us. It was two neighbors, and they were armed with knives. Fred diverted his attention to them, and I took advantage of this distraction to escape. I could have crawled back to my house, but I decided to duck into an alley and hide. From there, I looked back in the direction of the fight, and to my terror, the two men were on the ground, dead, and Fred was gone. I froze in terror. I didn't breathe or move. I couldn't see my attacker, but I could hear a bicycle riding nearby, circling the place with its terrifying little bell. After a few seconds, Fred decided to ride his bike into the alley. He was driving it very slowly, looking around. Even though I was hiding, I was behind a garbage can out in the open. He was going to find me, and he was going to kill me. His bike kept going. He was a few meters away. He was going to see me. I started to cry. I wanted those last seconds to last forever. I didn't want my life to end. As Fred was about to pass my hiding place, I heard the police sirens coming in our direction. Fred got a little nervous and sped up his bike. As he did, the man turned his face in my direction and saw me. We both shared a glance for a few seconds, but he didn't stop. The police found me a few seconds later, and I told them everything that had happened. Eventually, Fred was caught and arrested a few months later. When his identity was revealed, everyone in the neighborhood was shocked. He was a person from the neighborhood with a family and a job. He was not special. He had no motivation. He just killed for fun. From that day on, I never took anything for granted. This did not teach me any valuable or positive lessons. I am more suspicious and afraid of everyone. Who knows if the nice person who is serving you in a grocery store might be the next Fred?